Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoy today's safety talk.
Hi, my name is Eric White. I'm a safety consultant with the Bureau of Workers' Compensation. I thought today we'd talk about inspection of our harnesses and lanyards dealing with fall protection. So if we look at it from a compliance standpoint, OSHA requires that you do an inspection of your fall protection harnesses and lanyards every day. And a lot of questions I get out in the field is, how do I do that? What do I look for? And how long are my harnesses good for? So if we just start with the inspection itself, you basically just want to go through, I break it down into kind of two components. You want to break it down into the soft goods and the hard goods. So if we're thinking about our harnesses, if we want to start with all the metal components or the hard goods, you're going to be looking at the buckles, you're going to be looking at the D-rings and any other grommets that you may have on that harness. And you're just going to look for wear and tear, signs that it's been abused, signs that maybe it's been impacted. You're going to look to see, is it crushed? Are they elongated, rusted, corroded, smashed? You're going to look at any of the buckles, the grommets, make sure you don't have any missing grommets. And that really takes care of the hard goods. Now, the soft goods, you want to use your eyes and your fingers. Your hands and your fingers are good inspectors. Running those up and down the straps as you do your inspection, feeling for any knots, any burn marks, any pop stitching, as well as you're going to be looking for any of that. And again, you're just looking for wear and tear, looking for something that maybe somebody that wore it yesterday, because you share this harness, they may have done something into it, been exposed to maybe welding or other hot work that could have melted the fabric. And then also, they may have fallen in it and not told anybody. So when we look for those things, you also want to be able to look for what are the indicators on that harness that the manufacturer has put in place to tell you as the user that it's been impacted. Because many of the places that I go out with too, they share their harnesses. They don't have the luxury of having their own harness, so they'll share them. And obviously, you may not know what was done to that harness the day before. So it's very important that you know what are those indicators on that harness that the manufacturers put into place. And those will differ widely depending on the make and the model of the harness. And then you want to do the same thing for your lanyard that you're using. So if you're using a 6-foot shock absorbing lanyard or if you're using a retractable lanyard, you want to do the same type of inspection. You're going to look at all the soft goods. You're going to look at all the metal components. You're going to inspect those in the same way that you would inspect your harness. If it's a 6-foot shock absorbing lanyard, obviously if somebody has fallen into that harness, you're going to be able to tell because the shock absorber itself is going to be deployed and it's going to be fairly obvious. Now on a self-retracting lifeline, you may not be able to tell as easily. Some manufacturers put obvious indicators on them and some don't. So I guess my point is when you do your training as an employer, make sure that you go over the manufacturer's requirements, go to their websites, go to the manuals, and make sure that you read to be able to determine what is the best way to do the inspections and then relay that information to your employees. All manufacturers have great websites that they have videos, they have posters that you can download for free. You can post those in your job trailers, you can post those in the cafeterias or anywhere that your employees will see those. And then those also make for good, easy toolbox talks that you might do on a weekly basis as well. Again, so that's pretty much it for the inspection of harnesses and lanyards. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric White with the Bureau of Workers' Compensation.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.